I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden is preparing to deliver his State of the Union address. And ABC Stephen Portnoy says he'll make history no matter what he says.
Tonight marks the 100th in-person delivery of the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. Over a century ago, Woodrow Wilson revived a tradition that began with George Washington in 1790. Joe Biden, who's been in the House chamber for most of the State of the Union addresses delivered over the past 50 years, will use his speech tonight to lay out his vision for the country.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Families of some of the 19 students and two teachers who were killed in the 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary sat in shock as they listened to the results of an investigation which placed no blame on Uvalde, Texas police officers and defended their response. An earlier report described a cascade of failures. This is ABC News. A warning that the Israel-Hamas war is leading to a growing threat of violence.
A new confidential intelligence briefing from the Department of Homeland Security says ISIS is likely to, quote, intensify calls for attacks during Ramadan and possibly through Easter and Passover. The report states that ISIS media typically intensifies calls for violence during Ramadan, which begins on March 10th. But this year, it comes at a time of heightened tension due to the Israel-Hamas war. It notes that while ISIS opposes Hamas, ISIS leadership has framed the conflict as a broader religious war. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Last week's massive Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas was ignited by power lines. Xcel Energy admits its equipment appears to have played a role, but denies claims of negligence in maintenance or operation. The fires burned nearly 1,700 square miles. It's destroyed as many 500 structures and killed thousands of livestock. Last month was the hottest February ever recorded. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks get crushed by Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks began their West Coast trip by losing by 35 points to Golden State, the final 125-90. Doc Rivers says the Warriors were rested and ready after getting blown out by Boston Sunday.
What did they have, 3-4 days off after losing by 50? What was the odds of them playing poorly? Zero.
Marquette losing at home on senior night to one of the best teams in the nation, the number 2-ranked UConn Huskies, 74-67. Shaka Smart. heart.
I told the guys in the locker room afterwards, you know, the real way to honor your seniors is what happens after senior night, the rest of the season.
In Green Bay, the Girls State High School basketball tournament is underway at the Resch Center. The finals on Saturday. Tonight in Madison, it's the Badgers against Rutgers.
You continue to push. You continue to reward the guys that are playing winning basketball and then helping the guys that are trying to find that space for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain developing for tonight and lows in the upper 30s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then a mostly cloudy and cool day for tomorrow afternoon, high near 45. Sun shines back for this weekend, low 40s on Saturday, mid 40s Sunday. Right now it's 45.
Tune in Friday. We'll air the grievances and recap the State of the Union Address. Devil's Advocates Fridays are the best because we made it to the weekend.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, welcome. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me tonight. We have a really fun show here for you. Last night was such a fun show. We had such great interaction with texters and listeners, and the guests were fun. It was just a really, really fun show. But I'm determined to top it tonight. I think we can do better, Conrad.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was good. So are you ready for text tonight? That's my question for you. Are you ready to?
I think so.
You think so?
No, of course. Of course I am.
Yeah, you got a little more confidence, please. I know
more
you got this. Buddy.
More enthusiasm.
More enthusiasm. Oh, another beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting live from City Deck Landing in beautiful downtown Green Bay at WGBW. Broadcasting statewide, no matter what part of the state you're in, we welcome you to Nightlight. We hope we can take a load off your plate tonight. There's a lot going on, even just here on Civic Media. I know they might, some of the stations will cover the State of the Union address. But we will be here talking about what we always talk about: movies, entertainment, some music, maybe peppered in a little bit of sports. Let's just see what happens. My guests tonight are Mike Mercury, Madison-based comedian, stand-up comedian Mike Mercury. He is going to join us right before he has a later show, and then he is going to be he'll talk us through his show tomorrow night and how you can see him tomorrow night in Brilliant, Wisconsin. And tonight he is at the Island Casino. It might be tough for you to get to that show tonight, but we'll have Mike here in a little while. And then in hour number two, host of If Walls Could Talk and TBS's Movie Break, Mike Siegel will be along. He is also a stand-up comedian. Mike is like the biggest Simpsons fan I know. And I'm going to give Mike a Simpsons quiz. I gave this quiz to Andrew Genzer about a week ago, a good friend of mine. And I'm not going to lie, and I hope Andrew's listening, he did not do as well as I thought he would. However, it's very easy for me to say that because I came up with the lines. So we've made it a little easier because I don't want guests to feel uncomfortable. So we'll give Mike a Simpsons quiz, maybe give him our movie quiz. And that'll be fun. That's in the second hour. But we've got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. Let's get to the question, Conrad, because this is like last night we had this cool question where people were like sharing memories with us of movies they had seen or songs they had heard when they were with their friends or the love of their life or just hanging out one night. Tonight, it's a little more basic. This is a very easy question to respond to. And it's due to the fact that today is National Cereal Day. So Tonight's question, what is your favorite cereal? Very simple. And I'm going to start off. Mine's a newer one. I always used to like Lucky Charms when I was a kid. But there's a little deliciousness that came out maybe 30 years ago called Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I could eat an entire box of it. I'm just going to say that. I love it. It's a sweetened cereal. And it's delicious. And now I use it with oat milk. And it's even better. So that's my favorite cereal. I don't eat much cereal anymore. As I get older, I'm trying to eat better. But man, when I want cereal, that's where I go. What about you, K-Man?
There's a... I don't think it's out anymore, but there's a cereal from my childhood that was the best thing ever. Whenever I could have that, it was a good morning. And it was called S'mores.
Oh, wow. I never had that. S'mores.
It was a lot of sugar, obviously. It was so good, though.
Yeah.
It was.
Was that the same makers as Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I think it was Kellogg's. I think it was Kellogg's. Okay. But it was like graham cracker, marshmallows, and chocolate. It was so good.
Everything you'd want in a nutritious.
That's a great breakfast right there.
Oh, that's our question tonight, folks. It's a simple one. What is your favorite cereal? It is National Cereal Day. You can reach us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what you're thinking. Or you can text us on the app. It's very easy to do. Our show is on statewide, so you can just click on any one of the radio stations that we are playing on. All of them come up on the Civic Media app, and you can just click the text icon and let us know what you're thinking. We'd love to hear from you, and it's great to make you part of the show. Bryan Cranston turns 68 today. His contributions to the world of TV are immense. He was in several sitcoms before he did Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad was a pretty groundbreaking show. And he was the star of it. And I got to be honest, I don't love him as an actor. He's a good actor, but in that role, there were times I was like, I don't know. But what do I know? It's one guy's opinion. It was a crazy popular show. And did you watch Breaking Bad, Conrad?
I really liked him in Malcolm in the Middle. I think he played that dad role perfectly.
Yeah, he did. He's a really, really good actor. I don't know why there were times I didn't buy him in Breaking Bad. But we have a clip that will prove me wrong, because he is great in this clip from Breaking Bad, where he is trying to convince his wife, who wants him to get out of the drug racket, just who exactly he is. Go ahead, Conrad.
I've said it before. If you are in danger, we go to the police.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear about the police.
I do not say that lightly. I know what it could do to this family, but if it's the only real choice we have, if it's either that or you getting shot when you open your front door,
you're
not some hardened criminal, Walt. You are in over your head. No. That's what we tell them. That's the truth.
No, it's not the truth.
Of course it is. A school teacher, cancer, desperate for money.
Okay, we're done here.
Roped into working for, unable to even quit. You told me that yourself, Walt. Jesus, what was I thinking? Walt, please, let's both of us stop trying to justify this whole thing and admit you're in danger.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Wow. That's a great scene. I am the danger. I bet when the writer wrote that line, he or she gave themselves chills. That is phenomenal. And a great show. And I've said before, I tend to lean toward Better Call Saul. If I had to choose between that and Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul was a spinoff of Breaking Bad. But yeah, Better Call Saul. Great show. But Breaking Bad doesn't happen without Breaking Bad. So did you watch Breaking Bad, Conrad?
I've seen, you know, episodes here and there. My cousin's like a huge fan. Whenever I visit him, he just has it on in the background somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. Here's a question too. Have you ever had a credit check done, Conrad?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, actually for, the apartment that I have now, okay. I actually had to get one done. And when I was getting a car, but my mom helped me out with that. So,
yeah, but they probably still ran your credit. Here's what's strange to me. I'm helping my son buy a car. And we do own a house. We've had a home equity loan, that kind of stuff. I don't know why your credit gets dinged when they check your credit. Those of you out there who are financial experts, please tell me why this happens. It makes no sense. When you get a credit check done, it affects your credit. Why? If I'm buying a house or buying a car, I obviously have decent credit, or getting an apartment, whatever. Why would that affect? Why would checking your credit score bring it down? It makes no sense to me, and it sounds like a scam that someone is making money off of. I'm serious. This just bothered me. Because I've been doing this my whole life with credit check. Oh, it's going to affect your credit a little bit. You do it anyway because you have to. They have to check your credit if you want to buy a house or if you want to get a credit card or a car or whatever. But I don't understand. I understand if you don't pay your bills, it affects your credit. Or if something is repossessed, God forbid, it affects your credit. I get that. But why does it affect your credit if you're just trying to get a loan? Them looking at your credit drops your credit score. That's not right. I would love to hear from you if you know the answer to this question, because I don't. And I purposely didn't really do much research on it because I want to hear from people. I want to hear if this is something that irritates them or if they know why. Maybe you're a financial planner and you want to chime in. I'd love that. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've already got some texts coming in. Christy says, what's with the background? My OCD is making me twitch. Looks like you moved a piano in. It's just a grand, it's a baby grand. I like to go over and break into song occasionally. I may do that at some point. And Christy says, are you broadcasting from Bill Clinton's house? I don't know what Bill Clinton's house looks like, to be honest with you. Christy thinks we're pals. I'm not. I don't know. But what's your favorite cereal, too? That's what we're just a fun question tonight. Conrad says s'mores. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Both of those, neither of those cereals are good for you.
No.
But I don't think any cereal is good for you unless you eat like just straight fiber. Because now you can't eat anything. Carbs, grain, you just can't do it. It's crazy. I want to get to the bottom of this credit thing tonight. That is my goal. And we'll talk a little bit about Wanda Sykes. It's her birthday today. And some more Big Lebowski. Coming up next, Mike Mercury at the bottom of the hour. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, when we ask the very important questions like, what is your favorite cereal? Why does your credit get affected when they do a credit check on you? That makes no sense to me. We are celebrating Bryan Cranston's birthday today. And you said, you know, we got the Oscars airing Sunday night. I love watching the Oscars. I like the presentations, seeing clips of the films. It's kind of fun. There's one film that came out today that I only thought was in theaters, and you corrected me, Conrad. Yeah. You said you watched it at home. The new Farrelly Brothers film, Ricky Stenicki. What did you think?
If you're looking for just a funny movie to watch, that's what it is. It's the storyline's okay, but the comedy in it is great. Like, it's really funny.
Well, so like what? Because it's based on a guy who they give a fake name as a kid, right?
Yeah. So these three guys on Halloween played a prank and went south. So one of them had the smart idea to put Ricky Stenicki in a jacket and leave it by the prank. And the cops think, oh, we need to find this Ricky Stenicki. Obviously, he's fake. So they never find him. But it just keeps going on. They keep telling lies of Ricky Stenicki every single time they've done something wrong until they're, you know, in their 30s. And finally, they need to actually make him real. So they hire someone to play Ricky Stenicki.
Is that John Cena's role?
Yeah. He is great. So good in that role. It is.
Is he?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's hilarious. We got some texts here. Sherry wants to know where she can listen to the State of the Union. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock, Sherry, and you can listen on standby. Standby, Sherry. WMDX, Madison, WGBW, WAUK, and WLCX. So those of you that want to switch over and get coverage of the State of the Union address, Civic Media will be covering that. Maggie Dawn and Stuart J. Waddles will be handling coverage of that. They're both excellent. WMDX, WGBW, WAUK, and WLCX. You are welcome to stay here with us as well and talk about and escape that kind of talk that you'll hear at the State of the Union address, as important as it is. So overall, thumbs up or thumbs down? For Ricky Stenicki,
thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay.
I think I will rewatch it.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah.
It's free on Prime, you said, well, right?
Well, you have to pay for the subscription and then it's free.
Okay. But it's included in your, that's good. Okay. I had a similar story like that when I was in college. It was March. The NCAA tournament was happening. I was going to DePaul University, and it was freezing outside. And some guys had a keg, and there was about 15 of us standing around having a few beers in freezing cold Chicago March weather. We had socks on our hands because we were that cold. Well, one of these guys realized the theater school was open. So we all went into the theater school. There was no tomfoolery. We were all just hanging out, having some beers. One guy moved the keg into the theater school. DePaul security shows up. We got caught. So they go around, all 15 of us. They take our names and social security numbers. I'm scared to death. I'm like, they're going to kick me out of school. I can't believe I did something so stupid. My buddy Mark Farmer, who's standing next to me, no longer with us, God rest his soul, is that kid who always got away with stuff. He just always did. It was beautiful. And he leans over to me and he says, just give the guy a fake name. And I'm like, no way. So they get to me, Peach Waba, give him my social security number. They get to Farmer. He's the last one. And he says, Rick Thomas, 861. He gives him a bogus social security number and a bogus name. So like a month later, the dean of students calls us into the office at DePaul. We're sitting around a big table. It's like a scene out of Animal House. And he starts coming as close to cursing at us as a priest would under these circumstances. He was furious. And his exact words were, gentlemen, if you fart loud, you are out of here. And then we thought the meeting was over. And he goes, by the way, does anyone here know a Rick Thomas? And I swear to God, everyone's head went down and they tried not to laugh. And it was just one of the most beautiful moments of my life. So that was my Ricky Stenicki moment. So when I heard this movie was coming out, I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. So I will definitely check that out this week. And another wrestler who has some acting chops, huh?
Yeah. They all have acting chops, I feel like, though, because they act.
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Bautista is, I think, the best. He was.
He is a great actor.
He's pretty good. Yeah, he's got comedic chops, too. Let's look at some. We got some more texts here from the 920. Christy has given up. I guess her OCD was just too much. She can't take it anymore to look at this background. From the 920, Jim from Appleton says, warm shredded wheat, add brown sugar or maple syrup. It is excellent. That is excellent. But that sounds like a dessert, right? I mean, that's like, it sounds delicious. We're supposed to be eating this for nourishment in the morning. That's hilarious. That's a great one, Jim. From the 608, this is Robert in McFarland. And I have to say, frosted mini wheats are my favorite. And when you got that random mini wheat that was full of frosting, definitely made the morning. I know exactly what you are talking about, Robert. And I used to put blueberries in my frosted mini wheats. That is a taste explosion you're going to want to experience at some point in your life. This is awesome. We have between last night and tonight, like last night, I felt like the question was much deeper. This is pretty basic, but people are like really getting into it. These are great answers. Sherry from Horicon, I hope I'm saying that right, says, thanks. Love your show. I'll watch it tomorrow. Well, thank you, Sherry. I hope you find whatever programming you're looking for tonight on Civic Media. So those are great. That's tonight's question. What is your favorite cereal? It is National Cereal Day. You can let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842. It's also National Flapjack Day. I have to say, I've never called pancakes flapjacks. I've always just called them pancakes. What'd you guys say in your house, Conrad?
Pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a camp of dudes at a lumberjack. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
All these flapjacks.
right. Do we have time for a Wanda Sykes clip?
No, we do not.
We do not. Oh, okay. We'll get Wanda later in the show. It's her birthday too. She's a very funny comedian. We had some great birthdays this week. We've got Daniel Craig. He, of course, is James Bond, but he's such a good actor. And if you haven't seen Knives Out or the sequel, which escapes my. Let's find out what that is. It's called Knives Out, a Knives Out mystery. Glass Onion, I think so. I think it's called
Glass Onion. Yeah, the Glass Onion. Yeah, that was a great movie. I really enjoyed that.
It was good, and he's great in it. He's great in Knives Out. He's just a really solid actor, and we have a clip of him from Knives Out that we'll get to a little later, too. But tomorrow night on the show, more fun, some independent film talk with folks from the WGBW, that doesn't make any sense. The Green Bay Film Festival. They'll be in the studio. That'll be fun. I'll have the piano moved out of here by then. We got the movers coming, right?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Okay, perfect. And of course, Terry Barr will join us too. But coming up next, comedian Mike Mercury. Always fun to talk to Mike. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden is preparing to deliver his State of the Union address. And ABC Stephen Portnoy says he'll make history no matter what he says.
Tonight marks the 100th in-person delivery of the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. Over a century ago, Woodrow Wilson revived a tradition that began with George Washington in 1790. Joe Biden, who's been in the House chamber for most of the State of the Union addresses delivered over the past 50 years, will use his speech tonight to lay out his vision for the country.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Families of some of the 19 students and two teachers who were killed in the 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary sat in shock as they listened to the results of an investigation which placed no blame on Uvalde, Texas police officers and defended their response. An earlier report described a cascade of failures. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyshon Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Organic farmers say producers and consumers are better off now that a federal court is banning the use of the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor says it wasn't worth it.
I could see my soil deteriorating, and I also looked at the price of what herbicide was going to cost me one year, and I go, jeepers, creepers, so I just will try organic.
The Center for Food Safety says dicamba might have affected as many as 1 in every 6 acres of ultra-sensitive soybeans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain developing for tonight and lows in the upper 30s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then a mostly cloudy and cool day for tomorrow afternoon, high near 45. Sunshine's back for this weekend, low 40s on Saturday, mid 40s Sunday.
Right now it's 43.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is exciting. My next guest is fast becoming a Nightlight bestie. And he's a very funny guy. Madison-based comedian Mike Mercury joins me now. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You were anytime. Yeah, anytime. You were on just a couple weeks ago, but then I saw that you're performing close by, and you're going to be running right through town here. So we thought we got to get Mike back on. So tell us about your date.
My shows. Yeah, let's see. On Thursday night, tonight, I'll be in the Island Resort and Casino. They call it Harris Township. It's somewhere like it's near Escanaba.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't want those casinos within the city limits because bad things happen. I don't know what happens.
Is that true?
I don't know. Every casino in the UP that I've seen is out in the middle of nowhere. They won't. It's like, you know, I don't know what it is.
What do you think that is? Like they want you to book a room or something when you go out there to gamble? Or what do you think?
I think it's like what they did with homeless people in big cities. They said, you're mucking the place up. We're going to go drop you out in the country. And they just stayed there because people came out there. Anyway, that's where it is. And by the way, you know, Pete, last time I was up there, there's more legal weed in the UP than I've seen anywhere in the world. Is everybody up there stoned out of their gourd?
You know,
what's going on there?
It's really funny you say that because I live in the Marinette area right across the bridge on the Wisconsin side, where obviously weed is not legal. In Menominee, Michigan, across the bridge from us, there's about 8,000 plus people and I think 5 weed stores.
And oh my God.
In some cases they're on the same block. So I don't know if that translates, and they must get a lot of traffic through there. I know people from Wisconsin go up there. People from in Marinette go over the bridge I don't think the police do much to stop it. It's not really my thing. So I couldn't really tell you, but yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Mm. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't set up, random sobriety checkpoint stops or whatever they call them at the border.
It does seem silly, though, that you'd pull someone over and say, write him a ticket. He has a gummy on him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, at least when you had a bag of marijuana or booze in an open container, it seemed like you were breaking the law. Having gummies just seems silly, but it's not for me to judge.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm in the UP tonight, and then Friday I'm in Brilliant, Wisconsin at Round Lake Farms.
Oh,
and that's, do you know where that is? That's where comedians who can't get booked in Green Bay go.
We have to fix that, Mike. You're way too funny not to work Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just go where they tell me.
Yeah.
And this week it's Brilliant, Wisconsin at Round Lake Farms with the very funny Rocky Laporte. Did you have Rocky on a while ago?
No,
see that on your, no.
No, but I'm going to try to get Rocky on. He's great.
Yeah, you should get Rocky on. He's terrific. So that's going to be a great show.
So, gotcha. So Friday night in Brilliant, Wisconsin, and tonight you're at the Island Casino.
Resort and Casino. Yeah, okay. By the way, Friday night, Pete, I got 4 free tickets to give away. You can talk about that later.
I will do that. 4 tickets for Brilliant for you and Rocky. Boy, that's a great show.
Yeah, plus we have Steve Hartman opening and emceeing, and he's terrific too, by the way. He's out of the Milwaukee area.
So funny guy. How far is Brilliant from Green Bay, Mike? Do you know?
They told me it was only like 30, 35, 40 minutes outside of the Green Bay metro area. So okay. I don't know. I've not been to Brilliant before. How is that possible? I don't know.
I've seen the signs. So we'll do that. We'll try to get rid of those for you.
Hmm.
So is this the theater you were telling me about you're playing with like 200 seats?
Yeah, it's like a corporate event venue. There's like in Brilliant, Wisconsin, there's the Arians company, I think, like the snowblower people. And they built up, I think they have like a manufacturing facility there. Then they have this event center where they have some shows and probably, you know, their employees have a wedding there. I don't know what they do there. What are you doing, Brilliant, on a weekend?
The chicken dance? Event
center. Yeah.
That's and what I would do.
Occasionally a comedy show. They're trying a comedy show.
That's cool.
And, I don't know. It's supposed to be a real nice place. I think it's newer, and I think this might be their first comedy show.
Oh, nice. Wow. They're
possibly their last.
I doubt that very much. That's a really solid show with you and Rocky. Like, are you guys co-headlining or is Rocky?
Yeah, we're technically co-headliners on the bill, but Rocky's great.
Oh, that's a great show. Well, good luck. That's break a leg.
Thanks.
And tonight, too, I hope. How are casino shows, Mike? Are they good?
Well, the casino shows are a little weird because I think this one at Island Resort, if I'm not mistaken, it's free to get in, which, you know, the way casinos treat them, it's like a loss leader. You know, they spend a little money on the entertainers, and we show up and they want us to do a slightly shorter version of the show so that people aren't sitting idle on their hands in a showroom, because, you know, they'd rather have your face twitching thinking you're going to win big out on the floor. And so in the past they've always been, because we are, a lot of comedians think that if people don't literally have something invested in the show, they don't really care. But the audiences up there have proven, and Pete, this goes back to what I was saying in my last column about how people are Midwest nice.
Yeah.
And I had called out specifically sort of Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, but the UP, let's be honest, that's really Wisconsin. It's just an extension of the Northwoods. And there's nice, super nice people. They're really into it. Even on a Thursday night, the last time I was there was a Sunday night. So they get a good turnout. Sometimes they get like a bus full of, you know, a tour bus full of probably retirees. And sometimes you're like, oh boy, I don't know about this, but they want to be there and they're looking to have fun and they laugh and they're polite.
That's
and they,
so great.
They talk to you afterwards and they're delightful.
It's funny. I remember when I used to do stand-up, the casino shows being kind of, that was like the last stop before people went to bed. They went into the casino, emptied their pockets, found out that their slots routine didn't work, and now they're in the comedy show after having lost their life savings. It was not an ideal situation, but sounds like it's a little different now.
Yeah. So I don't know what's changed, because that's how it always felt to me too.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I've been to the Island Resort. I bet you I've been there eight times in the last few years. And like everyone gets better and better. And it can't be me getting better and better every. I mean, I'm working on stuff. I might get incrementally better. But I'm telling you, the people just they have fun and they like being there and they turn out to be really good audiences. At least for me, they have been. So
that's so cool.
You know, and we're supposed to keep a little cleaner too there. And I don't know if that's a help or a hindrance. For me, it's not a big deal because I'm generally fairly clean anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's not like I got to scramble to try and clean up my act.
Right.
Literally or figuratively.
Mike, it's so funny. I love your, I think you're such a good writer and I love reading your Substack articles. And the reason you mentioned before Midwest Nice, that's the one I saw where I was like, I got to have Mike on because I want to know what, are people nicer in the Midwest?
It's funny because it's become sort of a stereotype for sure.
Yeah.
However, they are, honest to God, and I don't know exactly why, but some of it is the culture and stop. I got a visitor here. I got a cat coming in. And some of it's culture and just the way we were raised. I mean, almost all of us, I don't know, maybe it's changing, but people in the Midwest are taught to be nice from the time they're young children. If they have, you know, respectable humans as parents, I think. I don't know, because I can't fully describe or figure it out why, but I do know it's true. They're not only are they nicer, but as audiences, they tend to be more receptive. I had a friend on that who commented on my column, a comedian who's performed in, I think, 50 states or 48 states, and he said that it was spot on, and except for I had called out Minnesota, and he talked about how reserved people are in Minnesota. And that is also true. People in Minnesota are not so outgoing and, easily display their emotions, whether they're having fun or not. However, even that aside, they're still nice. They're unbelievably. I'll give you an example. I performed there used to be a comedy club in the Mall of America. I think it's still there. And I was there once a long time ago it's the Mall of America. So who, you know, it's the biggest mall in the world or whatever it is. And who's going to the mall there was a Sunday night show, and it was sort of like this casino show on Thursday nights. There's a mix. Anyway, after the show, and I was doing some sort of pretty R-rated material back then. And after the show, this lady who was in her early 70s, it was like she was leaving a church function. She said to me, "That was a very nice program." And I was like, were you listening? I was just talking about monkey butts, for God's sakes, lady. I don't know.
You found your target audience, Mike.
Yeah. She was like at a box social, you know, raising funds for the kids. It was just the strangest compliment to me.
Funny. Yeah. You were probably left thinking, maybe I need to be a little edgier.
That was a very nice program is what she said.
Are people being nice here? Is it real or is it a facade?
Oh no, I think it's real. The reason it's real is because, well, it's so ingrained in us. But you can't, I mean, you can look when people like, if you see a story on the news about some serial killer or something, then they'll interview the unsuspecting neighbor. And they'll go, "Gosh, he seemed like such a nice guy." People, yeah, no kidding. Who can't seem like a nice guy for 5 minutes? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, everybody can come and go, "Oh, he seems like a nice guy." And then 3 days later, he ate the kid down the block who got loose or, you know, whatever. But people, yeah, no one's kidnapped me or killed me yet. That's the whole point. I don't know. I mean, the people, because they really are nice. They're genuinely nice. And a lot of them were taught those things when they were young. If you don't have anything nice to say, you know, then keep your stupid mouth shut or whatever their version was.
Here's what I'm taking away from this. Even serial killers hold doors open for people at times.
They do, because they got to get you in the door. And then, you know, after that, you know, once the lights are out, who knows what happens. But, you know, when people are, at least when people are part of it, maybe that's the division. When people are out in public, they're solid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when they get home, maybe all hell breaks loose. I don't know.
See, I think that's it. And I've grown to appreciate people who are more direct over the years. I don't mind, as long as they're not being downright rude. I don't mind people that say what they mean, but it's the people that are trying, that they look like they're about to burst through their niceties. You can tell it's taking a serious effort for them. Mike, we're going to talk about where else we can see you in Wisconsin soon. And I want you to tell people too how they can find your articles. And we'll do that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. My guest is Mike Mercury here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You.
One, two. It was a teenage wedding and a hostess wished them well. You can see that the air truly loved
them. Welcome back to Nightlight. My guest is the very funny Mike Mercury, who. Oh, that's a beautiful hotel room, by the way, Mike. I know you have to get over to the casino pretty soon, so we'll let you go soon. I appreciate you taking the time tonight.
Sure.
You have on your website, this cracked me up, you talked about ordering pizza for a group. This is in your article, Midwest Nice. Where can people find your articles, by the way, in your Substack? Well, can you give me the address?
It's just mikemercury.substack.com. And thank you for mentioning, by the way, I don't know if, you know, if any of your listeners would take a minute and give me a like or a subscribe on there, that would be amazing. Because at some point, if you have enough subscribers, maybe you can make some gas money on it or something. I don't know how any of that works. I just write this stuff and hopefully, you know, some people get a chuckle out of it. By the way, that reminds me, and I get a little defensive about these come because one of my friends, this, mind you, this is a friend, she sent me a text after my column came out the other day, and she said that was pretty funny, and I was like, okay, well, you know, in print, an essay is, if it's pretty funny, I think, you know, that's okay. That's sort of the goal for writing humor essays, is for it to be, you know, to get some enjoyment out of it. Hopefully you get a chuckle out of it, but it's very different than what you see at a comedy club. So the reason I'm mentioning it is because I was like, you know, first of all, I'm a little sensitive, like a lot of comedians, I'm sure. And, but she called it out, and then I was like, oh my God, what if people, you know, they read that and they think that if they come to see me live, it's going to be me reading these stories or something like that. And it's not at all. If I was only got a chuckle every 3 or 4 minutes, I would never be performing at the Island Resort and Casino or in Brilliant or anywhere else for that matter.
It's funny you say that though, because when people come up to you in person after a show and say, you were pretty funny.
Yeah.
It reads differently a little bit. You kind of take it as like, well, okay, but they really mean it well, I think.
Well, they mean it well, but that's part of that Midwest Nice thing. We get sort of, you know, trained to, I mean, people are not always super effusive, even in their highest praise. And so I have this habit, and my wife called me on it the other day. I said, she made something delicious for dinner. I forgot what it was. And I said, oh man, this is pretty good or whatever. And she goes, what? And I'm like, I go, okay, yeah, sorry. This is great.
This is dynamite.
Yeah, you can't say pretty good, but I do it all the time just out of habit. So
I laughed, Mike, at your, on your web, in the article when you talked about ordering a pizza, and it took me back to college where, do you remember this guy? Like there'd be like 5 or 6 people and you'd order a pizza and everyone would just kick some money in. There was a guy that would pay based on what he ate. Like he'd throw $1. Well, I only had one piece, and he'd throw $1. Like I, that guy needs a beating, right? I mean,
right.
Who does that? But you went into detail about ordering a pizza with a group and trying to be Midwest Nice. And I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, well, because that's happened. I don't know. I think that's probably a fairly universal thing. Because I do this other bit about how pizza, if you have plans to be successful in life at all, pizza will be involved. Anyway, this pizza story in the column sort of spun off of that. But yeah, that was the gist of it, was that, you know, you have a group of people and you're trying to please everybody because we want to be nice and we want to be inclusive. And that's great to be inclusive, but it doesn't always work. And so, you know, people want pizza. And I went on to say what I liked, and I happen to like pepperoni and sausage and onions and green olives, specifically green olives. And my wife likes basil, or, you know, what, and spinach leaves and feta cheese, for God's sake. Feta cheese on their pizza. And then there's always somebody who wants pineapple or anchovies or
whatever. What is the deal there?
Well, yeah, and that was the whole thing. At some point, you gotta, like you just said, Pete, you know, it's good to be candid sometimes. And you don't, like you said, you don't have to be rude about it. I said you don't, in the column, I said you don't have to go all Simon Cowell on somebody. Right, you know, right. you gotta be tactful about it, but you gotta tell them. So tell, next time somebody orders something, you know, anchovies or whatever, tell them to knock it off.
That's hilarious. I remember that growing up in the 70s, that, like, anchovies, that was the thing. Oh, and anchovies, like, everybody was ordering anchovy, or like the anchovy lobbyists were hard at work trying to get their product on a pizza or something. I've never done that, and you rarely hear that anymore. But
I was in Orange County, you know, Orange County, Southern California, Orange County.
Sure, yeah.
My brother lived there. He took me out. This was years ago. He took me out for dinner. And this was based in part on my brother, the column, because he ordered anchovies. So he gets pizza with half anchovies and whatever else he had on it. We leave the restaurant. We get outside. There's a homeless guy, and we have a to-go box. And my brother says to the homeless guy, "Here, you can have this." And he opens it and looks at it and goes, "Is that anchovies?" And he hands it back to my brother. He was like, "No, thanks."
Oh, that's funny. Also, Mike, in your article, this cracked me up. When the guy came up to you after the show and said, "You need some work."
Yeah.
Tell me about your reaction to that. That was great.
Well, yeah, that was totally true. And I forgot, that was another casino somewhere in Wisconsin. And we get, as performers, we get sort of accustomed to the, you know, people are not, because they're nice, they generally say nice things. And so you get there's sort of a Pavlovian response where you're sort of expecting maybe this guy's going to say something nice. So when he said, "You need work," I was literally thinking, oh, I think he means that I'm so good, I should be working more. And I go, and I'm like, "Yeah, hey, thanks." and really, he was saying, "You're not very good, sir. And you need practice," is what he was telling me.
Take some more lessons.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And I love, don't you, it's so weird after a show like that, that you, people say something and then you realize they meant it a certain way. After you've thanked them, you feel so stupid on the way back to your hotel room, you know. Hey, Mike, can you stick around for a couple minutes? I want to find out what you're watching.
Yeah, sure.
All right, perfect. We'll have more with Mike Mercury, the very funny Mike Mercury, coming up next on Nightlight.
Hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.